The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees and scribes. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. The Gospel of the Lord. The devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus goes all the way back to the 11th century, when it was part of the devotion to the five wounds of Jesus on the cross. But it wasn't until the 17th century, when Mary Margaret Alacoque, who was a religious sister, began to have visions of Christ. And Christ appeared to her and asked her to revive the devotion to his Sacred Heart. He even gave her the image of the Sacred Heart that he wanted her to kind of promote, and asked her to have the church celebrate this feast 19 days after Easter. And that's why it's always on a Friday. And also what, you know, Jesus told Sister Mary Margaret is that he wants his people to receive the Eucharist. That was at a time when many Catholics would go to church, but no one would receive the Eucharist. They won't come forward to receive the Eucharist. And Jesus wanted us to make ourselves more available to receive his love in the Eucharist. And as you see, the image of a heart is obviously represents love. Jesus asked her, as told Sister Mary Margaret, "I want you to promote this devotion because people are ungrateful for the love I showed to them." And I think that is true at all times, at all days, even today. We don't really, I mean, we know God loves us, we say God loves us, but are we aware how much God loves us? Do we really consciously recognize how much God loves us? St. Paul tells us in that second reading, Jesus died on the cross for us out of love. He died for us as sinners. Not he waited for us to repent and change our lives so we can deserve his love. He died on us as sinners. He loved us because God is love. That's the only thing God can do. In the gospel, the parable of the lost sheep, no one will leave 99 sheep in the desert to go looking for one lost sheep. Only someone who is crazy in love. And Jesus is crazy in love with each one of us. Are you crazy in love with Jesus? When you're crazy in love, you do crazy things. When was the last time you did a crazy thing because you love Jesus? Again, love today is more like a feeling. And loving God, I mean, we say God loves us, but sometimes we have troubles trusting that God truly loves us. Is he really our good shepherd who's going to care for us, who's going to protect us, who can provide for us? When we talk about the love of God, it's about us trusting God. Jesus dying on the cross trusted that we will respond to his love by loving him and living our lives according to his teaching. But today, we have a crisis of trust. We don't trust anyone. From church leaders to politicians to business people, And a lot of times it spills over to God. When you're having a day where you're not sure if really God loves you or God trusts you, look at the image of the Sacred Heart. That's the proof. Jesus died for you when you were still a sinner, even before you were ever born. When we doubt God's love for us, let us look at the Sacred Heart of Jesus and ask God to set our hearts on fire, on the fire of love, the flames of love, that we grow in our appreciation and gratefulness for the amazing love that he shows to each one of us.